It's Thursday, April 2nd. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. Indiana's governor remains hopeful that the Chicago Bears will move across the state line. This week, state leaders eliminated, suspended, or merged over 500 degrees from the state's public colleges and universities. And in the last year, Indiana became a safer place for pedestrians, ending with one of the best records in the country. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. Indiana's governor remains hopeful that the Chicago Bears will move across the state line. WVPE's Michael Gallenberger has more.
Mike Braun told reporters in Hammond on Tuesday that the team's due diligence seems to be moving forward at a deliberate speed.
We don't get ahead of our skis. All I can tell you is we move at the speed of business, and we made it easy to get where it is, and we'll keep performing accordingly.
Braun signed a law in February that would cover up to half the cost of a Hammond stadium, using taxes on hotels and restaurants as well as tickets to stadium events. In Illinois, a bill that would freeze property tax assessments for a proposed Arlington Heights Stadium so far hasn't made it out of the House. The Bears have said they plan to make a decision by this spring or summer. I'm Michael Gallenberger in Hammond.
Governor Mike Braun joined state officials Wednesday to ceremonially sign two bills into law. As WFYI's Ben Thorpe reports, the legislation aims to protect Indiana children after 17-year-old Haley Busby, a Fishers teen, was found dead earlier this year.
Haley allegedly met an Ohio man online and was eventually taken to that state. She was missing for weeks and later found dead. Lawmakers reacted by passing two measures, one to put age and account restrictions on social media, and another that creates a special designation under the state's Silver Alert system. Beau Busby, Haley's father, says those bills are a step in the right direction.
This isn't a Band-Aid bill. This is forward movement.
Still, the Busby family wants to see further improvements to the state's alert system. Governor Braun said that there is work to be done and moves to improve youth online safety will be a priority during the next legislative session. I'm Ben Thorpe at the State House.
This week, state leaders eliminated, suspended, or merged over 500 degrees from the state's public colleges and universities. WFYI's Caroline Beck reports on the latest moves with the state's efforts to streamline degrees.
The cuts and mergers to degree programs are the result of a law passed last year that requires a review of academic programs with low enrollment. Colleges and universities voluntarily made changes to these programs before the law was even in effect. Now, the Indiana Commission for Higher Education eliminated or suspended 210 degree programs that meet the low enrollment threshold. Indiana Secretary of Education Katie Jenner said these changes are about improving affordability.
This is a really important action that the state of Indiana took to really streamline and to be better stewards of taxpayer dollars.
Any student currently pursuing a degree that is being eliminated will be able to complete it. I'm Caroline Beck at the State House.
In the last year, Indiana became a safer place for pedestrians, ending with one of the best records in the country. WFYI's Jeremy Rubin has more.
The annual Governor's Highway Safety Association report on pedestrian fatalities shows how safe each state is for people on foot. The most recent report covers data from January to June of 2025. The numbers show that 20 fewer pedestrians died in Indiana compared to the same time in 2024. Not only did Indiana have one of the most significant improvements in traffic safety, it also had almost half the pedestrian fatalities of the national average. I'm Jeremy Rubin.
More news in a moment.
My name is Alex Hall. I'm an artist and a public art consultant. WBOI is an important voice, helping to link the arts community and the facilitators that are helping to bring new programming and new public art opportunities to the region. And I hope that you'll join me and countless others in protecting public radio. Learn how at wboi.org/save.
Here's what to know for today. Eli Lilly announced on Tuesday that it will acquire drug company Centessa for more than $7 billion. Gas prices around the country are skyrocketing as the war with Iran continues. And the South Shore Line's new branch to Dyer is now up and running. That's Who and What for Thursday, April 2nd. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter Frequency at WBOI.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbrook. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.